This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Asked whether or not he was telling the truth about a robbery. Ryan Lochte is who we're talking about. We'll get deeper into that. Trump changes horses when it comes to his team. We'll talk about that, too, as well. Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Justin Duckham in Washington, D.C. How about that? We go all the way to our nation's capital to be joined by Justin from Talk Media News. Justin, here we go again. Donald Trump now makes a move where he changes a couple of his key members on his team. What do you think that's about, and does that hurt him or not? It seems as though politicians, when they get squeezed, do this. We've seen this before.
Well, you know, there is no doubt that there's been a lot of calls for change within the Trump campaign team. But this was not the change that a lot of people were hoping for. Obviously, this is a choice that's a little unorthodox. This is Stephen Bannon, who is the executive chairman of Breitbart News, and sort of a symbol among the more hardcore right, the alt-right, as often called, and somebody who has certainly sparred with a good number of establishment figures. So this is being widely interpreted as a move to essentially revert back to Trump being himself. Not that that was ever really an issue, if anything. You know, most people within the Republican Party had an issue with Trump being too much like Trump as this developed. But within the past few days, we started to see him going more on message, started relying more on the teleprompter. And, you know, I guess this is sort of a rejection of what a lot of people were hoping would be sort of a pretty big change within the campaign.
Yeah, also besides, and as you mentioned, Steve Bannon gets the most ink for sure on this, and especially the connection to Breitbart, but also throw in Kellyanne Conway. She's somebody that you saw on the tube a lot commenting politically on CNN and other networks for a living, probably for the last few years, certainly. So she was another change for Trump, too. I'll just throw that in. But while that's happening with Trump, how about this news that I was reading today out of D.C.? I think I read it in The Hill that they're talking about the FBI documents from that Clinton interview actually could be released. Wow, I'm certain that her team doesn't want that to happen, right?
Actually, you know, there are some rumblings from her team essentially saying that this should be put, forward in the public domain. Mm. Essentially, as it is with the classified aspects of it redacted, there's sort of a fear that essentially the Republicans within Congress could leak certain aspects of this information. They could cherry pick it. So instead, there's sort of a preemptive from the campaign, for sort of a call for this to be released in its entirety, just to prevent selective leaks from coming out that could be, in their point of view, misrepresentative of, what actually happened.
And then, of course, what's happening on the coast, we have the fires in California. That's terrible. But the Louisiana flooding, the president was briefed by FEMA, right, on the whole flooding thing.
Yes, he has been briefed. He has been kept up to date on this. He hasn't, however, made any major public, statements regarding this, largely due to the fact that he is currently outside of Washington, D.C. He is in Martha's Vineyard until August 21st. But he has been, certainly monitoring this from over there.
Yeah. So we're watching that go on. And as that happens, it's also been pretty interesting to see what's going on with this ethics panel. I don't know if you know much about this, but they're saying they're looking at a Republican representative. You know, it used to be that we would hear, Justin, it seemed like every other week there was somebody that was in trouble that was being reviewed that they were looking at for a plethora of different possible violations, and some of them possibly criminal. So then this story comes up, And again, they're just saying that they extend the review process. So it kind of made me think in doing this, they're talking about payments. They're talking about what happened as far as and this is Congressman Mark Meadows, by the way, so I don't confuse everyone. After a watchdog group said there was believed that he kept a staffer accused of sexual harassment on his payroll. So there is an Office of Congressional Ethics, which is what I was getting to with you, which looks at allegations of misconduct against members and recommends action. And like I said, it seemed like for a while we kept seeing this over and over again, but this hasn't come up in a while. And now they're talking about accountability groups looking into this and whether or not they kept somebody on the staff. In fact, it was his chief of staff, a guy named Kenny West, who ultimately was dismissed. Can he get in serious trouble for this? I mean, knowing that this is something, you know, would he be not in compliance, I guess, for keeping him on the payroll?
You know, I'm actually not sure what exactly, you know, that would violate in terms of, you know, the official statutes that are out there. That does, however, you know, seem pretty interesting to say the least, especially if he was made aware of those allegations before moving on with that. But in terms of that actually getting much traction, that really just simply hasn't been, you know, a big issue over here, primarily, you know, due to two things. One, Congress is on recess, so therefore there's been sort of a, you know, dearth of news coming out of Capitol Hill. And then secondly, of course, we're sort of in this environment right now where, you know, obviously election news overshadows anything. And as a result, there are, you know, bound to be some pretty important stories that kind of get swept under the rug, you know, with the news cycle that certainly has its eyes elsewhere.
Yeah, boy, that's true. It is kind of like dead, legislatively speaking. And that's why sometimes it's about trying to push things through when nobody's looking. I mean, we certainly have talked about that before. Justin, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
So you heard what Justin had to say about the Breitbart hire, which is huge. So another shakeup, and in effect, you demote Paul Manafort, the campaign chairman who had been pushing Trump to show something completely different. But the bombshell in doing that comes with, you know, he was pushing him, Trump, to show more restraint. But the bombshell comes in Steve Bannon, who's an executive with Breitbart, which is synonymous with attacks on GOP leadership, especially Paul Ryan. They've gotten a lot of, Breitbart's gotten a lot of criticism for that, because they've suggested that Ryan was hypocritical for opposing Trump's Muslim ban while sending his own children to Catholic school. So anyway, they're known for going against the grain, and I think this signifies that Trump is going to be Trump, and that's it. That, okay, if you've got him being elevated to this position where he's running and calling the plays, so to speak, that shows that Trump, I think, is going back to what initially had many people interested in him and why he thumped the competition in the Republican Party. Smooth move or not? Wow. Here's what one House Republican said. That Breitbart isn't a legitimate news organization. It's a disgraceful propaganda machine that is trying to divide the party. I think Trump wants to lose, but have media control over 25% of the party so he can make money off it. Wow. See you in a few.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music is a word within itself. It's a language we all understand.
So Jacob in Trump land decides to go with Breitbart. You got a lot in the establishment, a lot of people in the establishment saying, ooh, this is like an earthquake of stupidity. What is that idiot doing? As somebody said to me off the record, would not come on the air, that saying that Trump was a moron and that he was going to purposely try to screw the party, is how it was put to me. Wow. By going with Steve Bannon from Breitbart. You heard what Justin Duckham had to say, what they're saying in D.C. But the bottom line is this. It is Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump and what ultimately happens when people go and vote, whether it's absentee, whether it's I'm going and I'm voting, or whatever it is. It's an individual choice. We do know we have the Electoral College, which I'm for dumping the Electoral College. I know we could talk about population and why it was significant and why maybe it's still significant, but I think this is also part of the problem. But that's for another day, because this is the system we have in play, in place, and this is how it's happening. Can the popular vote trump what happens with the Electoral College? Not really, unless it's an avalanche. And I think that's the key. Where are the independents going, and how much, you know, how many people are we going to see that will go out and actually vote, not just talk about it, not just whine about it and say they're miserable with the choices that are out there, but actually get activated to go and do something about it. I mean, the bottom line is if you talk to the Democrats who have been doing what the Republicans are doing, raising money, raising awareness, everything else, looking at issues, looking at battleground states, it comes down to still what happens as we get closer to the presidential debates. If Trump slammed, which I don't think he will because she's too schooled in it, but if Trump really slammed Hillary Clinton in the debates, that would make a difference. Vice versa, it could make a difference. Does he go for the jugular? And what will the advice, and this is why Steve Bannon is significant, what will Bannon say to Trump when they talk about going through the process of priming for the debates, getting him ready for the debates? I'm telling you, I have it circled on my calendar. I cannot wait. End of September to see how this all shakes out. To me, those three are the most significant moments leading up to Election Day, really. Because we know there's going to be lots of advertising, lots of negative ads on both sides of this, who's spending the money where and all of that, which happens. And I do think it persuades people when they see ads over and over again, people who are just get riled up or whatever it might be, even if they're definitely already going to vote in a certain direction. But I do believe the debates could be the real game changer. And how does Steve Bannon handle that when you think of Breitbart and how Breitbart does business? All right, let's go to an old pal, Tomas, listening in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear. How have you been?
Well, you know, I had to go somewhere and do something. I'm bad.
I like that. I had to go somewhere and do something. That sounds elusive, but I'm hoping it was something good. So there you go.
yeah. You know, I think we need to give equal time to Miss Conway. I was just looking her up because, you know, no one's really talking about her. But if you look at her record, she started out working for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Then Jack Kemp. Then Dan Quayle. Then Newt Gingrich. Then Fred Thompson. And then, guess what? She was part of the super PAC that worked for Ted Cruz. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she has her own company, which... it's like a polling company, but it gives information to companies like professional women. You know, that's her focus there. And that's where, you know, Trump is going to get a lot of support. Is the professional women who really, you know, don't like the whole Hillary Clinton thing of socialism and taking everybody's money, because women are making more and more strides. And I think that she was put in there by matter of fact, it says that she's working with Mike Pence also. I think Pence is the one that said, "Hey, Trump, how about this lady here? You know, we need a lady inside the inner circle to give us a different viewpoint on some things that we're going to do."
Well, you said it, Tomas. She has a polling company too. She's on the air a lot and asked a lot about that. She is well spoken and was a frequent guest of all kinds of people, including Larry King when he was on the air. But she knows polling and knows numbers, and that's something that they get concerned about, especially as you get closer to the debates and to the actual election.
I think once people go to Wikipedia and other places, they're going to learn that she's a tough cookie. She will say her mind. There's some comments that she made about the Koresh deals over there in Waco, Texas, when all those kids were killed by the military, the tanks and everything. And so I think it's a good move. I think that, Trump is learning. And I think that Hillary is getting physically tired. I think what they tried to do to Trump and beat him up psychologically and physically, but he wouldn't go down. You know, every day he would come to those debates and stand up there and get attacked from the left and from the right, and he would just not, lay down. But I don't think Clinton is going to have the same physical stamina. And remember, these are not radio debates. People watch this on TV.
Oh yeah.
And if they see her, there's a little thing on drugs, I think, where she's going up with Biden to see his old house that he grew up in, and she's leaning on everything. I mean, she looks like she is 80, isn't she? How old is she? 70 something. Almost
70. Yeah. So that wouldn't be good if she shows that. I agree.
I mean, that's going to leave an impression, just like the first televised debate where people were just moved by the charisma that you could see with Kennedy, and Nixon looked a little bit tired and he didn't have that same energy. I think you're going to see it here. We'll see. I mean, just like you said, you've got it circled on your calendar. But I think this lady is going to have a lot to say when they get the kitchen cabinets together there and they start talking about strategy, because she's a woman, you see, and that always brings a different perspective all the time. No matter what, a woman will always have her point of view on how something is seen, and that's what Trump needs, is somebody like that. Anyway, hey, nice getting back on the show there, and I hope to call you back.
Glad you called. Yeah, that was good points, Tomas. You threw into this conversation in talking about. See, I think part of why she was hired was because of the numbers, and because obviously she has a background in dealing with candidates and getting them elected. And in dealing with the everyday heat that you have to take, but especially when it comes to polling, looking at the polls, analyzing it, figuring out what to do. She's incredibly strong in that direction, no question about it. Hey, we come back, we're going to talk about the Olympics. The United States has 93 medals. But in the meantime, how about the two U.S. swimmers that were taken off the flight at the Rio airport because of their police reports, and what happened with that whole robbery deal over the weekend that didn't shock the world but scared a lot of people in the Olympic Village. We're talking about it on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Final 10 meters after the last hurdle, Brianna Rollins, gold for Rollins. Brianna Rollins claims the Olympic title. Mia Ali grabs the silver. And Christy Kastlin comes in third.
They did it!
It's a sweep for the United States. And all three hug each other at the end of the track.
All right, you got to love that. Brianna Rollins, you heard the call right there. Thanks to Westwood One for that. So winning gold medal, being a gold medal winner in the women's 100-meter hurdle. So Team USA sweeps. Wow, how about that? Now, before the 100-meter hurdles, here's a little fun fact for you at the tail end of this hour. The U.S. track and field team hadn't won a gold medal when we're talking about, you know, the 100-meter hurdles. That hadn't happened, so it was a clean sweep. You got to love that. In a 1-2-3, Team USA finishing just as you just heard there. Rollins winning in a time of 12 seconds, 12:48 actually. Naya Ali finishing second right behind her, and Christy Kastlin just right there clipping the Brit, you know, making it in time. And man, what a tremendous deal that is. Before the 100-meter hurdles, as I was saying, the U.S. track and field team hadn't won a gold medal on the Blue Oval in Brazil, but they had one in some of the field events, thanks to, like, Michelle Carter in the shot put. We talked about her, the long jump, and we talked about, you know, Christian Taylor in the triple jump. So that was sweet. And I mentioned the 80 medals before we headed in to this final segment to close out this hour. So there is some real American pride here, that's for sure. And, you know, today, because like all of you, I'm wrapped up in the campaign and wrapped up in, you know, just I'm an information junkie. But I got the latest Sports Illustrated, and on the cover, picture this if you will, Michael Phelps, who's giant, of course, in the middle. On one side of him, Katie Ledecky, also in the pool. On the other side of him, Simone Biles. And it says, the greatest. Stars of a red-hot American summer, and there's no question about that. So Michael Phelps, after winning all those medals, you know, and there were, five gold, one silver, to just add to his collection. Can you imagine seeing all those medals lined up? Oh, that would be something. It's the 23 gold and then the rest. Oh, and here's these other medals. Here's the other medals that I won. Anyway, he's back home, and here's what he had to say.
Had no water, but now because of all of that water with nowhere to go, it's trying to fill into the main rivers.
Whoops.
And then these smaller rivers.
No, not Michael. That's not Michael Phelps. That, unfortunately, we're going to get to that in a second, talking about Louisiana there, which Louisiana is so underwater. But anyway, here's water of a different sort that Michael Phelps cut through. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not answering any questions, guys. If you could give me that space while I try to get my family home and safe, I would appreciate that. If you guys want to do an interview, you can contact my agents. I appreciate you guys coming, but I'm trying to get my family home safe, and that's what matters the most.
He was just trying to get home, trying to get on that plane. And speaking of getting on the plane, two U.S. swimmers who were with Ryan Lochte were taken off a flight at the Rio airport. So there was some confusion about that whole robbery thing. They were taken off the plane on Wednesday when they were trying to leave the country. Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were removed by the Brazilians, and the USOC spokesperson said that he had that there was more information that was being gathered, but they were being questioned by the Brazilians as to what really happened that night, that whole robbery night, because the three of them said they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning after leaving a party at the French house. The French had written, the team had rented a house in an upscale area. A judge ruled earlier on Wednesday that Lochte and that crew were supposed to turn over their passports and remain in Brazil, but he's already home in the United States. The judge said she based her ruling on inconsistencies in the testimony of Lochte and the other swimmer. So Fegan is in Rio, and he's supposedly cooperating. He said, I'm just trying to give Brazil what they need or what they want and get out of here. He said that during a telephone interview. He said, it's a hassle, but I'm safe. Everything's fine. Lochte said he didn't initially tell the USOC that he and the other swimmers were victims of the robbery because they were afraid they'd get in trouble. I guess because of the late hour, he was saying, and that's the reason why they didn't say anything. But, boy, that is pretty curious. They're accusing them of the story that is confusing, and I don't know where that all ends up. All right, so I made a reference to what is obviously happening here in the United States, and it's so terrible. While some of us are watching the Olympics and enjoying the domination of the Americans, others are, oh my, struggling with Mother Nature. What's happened in Louisiana, and watching the people in Louisiana just try to dig out of that mass of water, is so sad. because so much water fell. So even though they sandbagged, a lot of people knew, yeah, we're going to get some rain. So they did everything they could, set up all the sandbags, but sandbags are useless when the rain is falling at such a tremendous rate in such a short amount of time. There's not much you can do about that other than rescue people, evacuate, get out of the way, hopefully not be in a car somewhere in a low-lying area or where you have part of a roadway that washes away right there with you in the car. Sadly, that happened to a few people. And it's just a question of, again, digging out of what has become a horrible, horrible week and heading into the week, and the people bracing for funding, for help, because so many of them have lost it all. So the president was briefed, as I mentioned at the top, on the flooding by the FEMA folks. That's normal procedure, because of course now it's about, like I said, getting the funds to the people who need the funds. And remember, in Louisiana, that was a huge problem. It always is a huge problem. How quickly can they scurry to help the people who need it the most? And these people really need it. When you see the pictures, it's not shocking anymore. It's just sad, at this point. So the White House did say that Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson will visit the area on Thursday to review the situation there on the ground. It comes 3 days after these historic floods in those low-lying areas that I mentioned in the southern part of the state, Baton Rouge, really smashed around. 40,000 homes damaged. More than 70,000 people have registered for FEMA assistance. That's a high, high number. And the state of emergency there clearly had to happen. 11 people dead, thousands of people just displaced by this awful, awful situation with the flooding. Too much rain in a short amount of time. Now, the next thing is watching the damage that's happening in California with the fires, with the wildfires. In the north, almost really pretty much contained, but in California, they say they've made gains at containing the fire, but San Bernardino is just a mess. And I don't know how the firefighters can even see inside these fires because they're just surrounded. They've had to evacuate the mountains and the deserts pretty much east of Los Angeles. You know, it's a bad, monstrous fire when it's jumping. They call it, jumping the highway. When it jumps the highway and is over on the other side of the highway, they just couldn't do anything about it when the winds are 40 miles an hour. And it's so hot, like a tinderbox. That's the thing. So Blue Cross, Blue Shield, people helping. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, the American Red Cross, they're helping. And it's just like a fire tornado. 80,000 people under evacuation orders. They say it's spread beyond 30,000 acres, and they're worried that it's going to just keep on spreading while these firefighters do whatever they can. So you see the typical pictures of what's left. You see the planes overhead dropping water, helicopters dropping water, doing whatever's necessary to try to move, contain all of that, the fires. And then when people won't leave is when it's really scary, because that's when people go missing or get hurt, or then the firemen get hurt because they're trying to rescue people. I think what was very telling is a melted sign from a McDonald's restaurant that showed the damage pretty much in Calhoun Junction. Just crazy. It was like it had melted inside itself. All right, stay with us. Much more happening in just a few moments here on this show we call America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Technically, Doug wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread.
Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. I want to welcome a new affiliate aboard, and that new affiliate is in North Carolina, WLOE and WMYN. They are taking us weeknights, so tip of the cap for that. Glad to be on board. I have some friends that live in North Carolina. I was talking to them today, and they say it's not too far, and in fact, they are very aware of the station. So, hello, Mike Moore and all the crew there at in Rockingham County in North Carolina. I've had some good times in North Carolina. It's sad, you know, Louisiana has also been a tremendously fun place for me, and I feel for the people there. I have friends that live there, and we did sort of a we didn't do sort of, we did a check of everyone right away when this started to happen. Do they need anything? Of course, the people there need as much effort as we can bring to them with water and housing and clothes and anything else that you can imagine. But in my own group of friends, everyone is fine, and they actually live not too far from some of those areas. So that was two of them in just a place where they got hit, but not hit like the people whose houses were just completely, I mean, just demolished, completely wiped away. So it's an interesting hour because we started off talking about Donald Trump and Trump making a big switch, a switch that some are criticizing, others are applauding. He goes with Steve Bannon really to be the main guy who's a Breitbart man. In other words, behind Breitbart, he's from that organization, and in some areas it's criticized, in others it's praised. So it depends on your point of view. A lot of Republicans feel like it's ridiculous and that it's just pretty much equals attacks on Republican leadership, but others think that it's a smart move for Donald Trump to get back to what Donald Trump was about in the first place. Like, there's a positive comment. Longtime Republican strategist John Ferry says, who writes a columnist for The Hill, is a columnist for The Hill, says he thought Conway was a good hire who could bring some much-needed discipline to Trump's quest. And, of course, he's talking about Kellyanne Conway. He did say with Steve Bannon's elevation, he said it's going to be perceived on the Hill and among the leadership in a certain way because Breitbart is nuts. They're unhinged. They do stories that are not journalistically credible. But he didn't really criticize that. You know, I mean, the bottom line is he would be good at reflecting what shakes up the political world, what's happened in the last couple of years. So knowing what's going on with the American people, whether it's ISIS, immigration, that kind of stuff. What, in other words, are the buttons to push? And I think that's really, that's why the move. Now, look, if you're getting pummeled in the polls and you're going to make a move, then you got to make a move to what I think what worked for Trump in the first place. And what was the ace in the hole for Trump is the fact that he was different, that he wasn't the same he was a go against the grain guy. He wasn't the same old politician. In fact, he wasn't a politician at all. And we all know that. The bottom line is he doesn't play well with the establishment, but does he play well with the voters? And so far, just in the polls, Clinton in the battleground states is ahead in a very, very big way, but that does not mean that she wins. So that's it. It doesn't mean that it's a definite layup, I guess. Let's put it that way. Also, if we look back at some of the things we just mentioned that are going to be either in the rearview mirror or land somebody in big trouble, the Ryan Lochte thing that I mentioned, the athletes that were blocked from leaving Brazil, I was reading, you want to talk about headlines. It's not just Breitbart. Anytime you want a good laugh, go to the headlines in the New York Post or the Daily News. And I read a headline, and it said, hot water, and it had his picture on it. And then it said, escape from Rio, Lochte safe in North Carolina. Speaking of North Carolina, so if any of our friends there at WLOE see Ryan Lochte, tell him to call us, and we'll get to the bottom of this story. But so he escaped Brazil. But his two teammates did not escape. They didn't escape. And he's with his supposedly playboy playmate girlfriend. And why would he's not going to go back? They say there's the robbery story has little evidence to support the account that he was held, you know, that there was a gun pointed to his hand, head rather, and all of that. Wow. The USA, I didn't mention this, dominant in basketball as they whipped up on Argentina 105-78. If you remember, their last game was a little bit too close for comfort against the French, where it could have gone either way at the tail end of it. So they needed something, I think, where there was more dominance and they had some defense on the floor. And that's certainly what you got against Argentina if you were watching that basketball game. And Kevin Durant showed up with 27 points. So that bodes well for the Americans because they certainly you don't want Team USA, which should be a lock to win gold, to all of a sudden fall back and not be there on the stand listening to the Star Spangled Banner on the podium, instead winning silver or bronze or worse, nothing yet. You know, not to win anything, to walk away with nothing, that would be terrible. But I don't think we're going to see that happen. I seriously doubt that. The other question is, if we bounce around a little bit here and talk about, you know, we talked about the fires and the floods and now the Olympics and the big switch by Donald Trump and the staff upheaval, and some are looking at it, this is 81 days before the general election and you make these staff changes, is it good, is it bad? And I would say Stephen Bannon and Kellyanne Conway, no matter what, however you want to analyze it, if you get to the point where it's not working, especially a guy like Trump, he's going to make a switch. Be like if he had, because he's all about comparing construction and buildings being erected and all that sort of thing, because that's his business, he would be probably the first one to say that then you got to make a switch. If it's not working, at some point, you got to break company. He's not just going to, because he's not a politician, he's not just going to stick with the crew that he had. And by the way, we end on this note. The Clinton Foundation might have been hacked. They hired a cyber firm after the suspected hacking. Boy, they have more problems with emails, hacking, and everything else than you can shake a stick at. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.